Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with Dr. Andrew Fury, an orthopedic surgeon in St. John's, Newfoundland, and founder of Team Broken Earth. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Well, thanks for having me.
So last week, I had the pleasure of chatting with you in person about the latest developments with Team Broken Earth, which you founded in response to the 2010 earthquake in Haiti to provide emergency medical support. But since then, the initiative has really expanded. Can you speak to its growth over the past couple of years?
Yeah, it's been quite amazing. And when you look in the rearview mirror, it's hard to actually believe what we've accomplished. It's been a fairly rapid growth across the country. We started right here in Newfoundland and Labrador. It was just a volunteer group of three of us initially, and then that expanded to be multiple teams from Newfoundland heading to Port-au-Prince to provide care and education. And now really in just a short period of time, 4 or 5 years, we are in 7 provinces, multiple teams from Vancouver all the way to Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and Labrador. We've had over 1,000 volunteer positions on the ground in Haiti. And we've changed, that's allowed us not only to grow and continue to provide medical care, it's allowed us to slightly alter our focus a little bit, and we've been concentrating more in addition to providing clinical care education. So we've had several education initiatives in Port-au-Prince and in northern Haiti as well. On top of that, we've also expanded to include different countries, believe it or not. But as organic as all the growth has been within Canada, it's been that way around the globe. And people in Bangladesh who are doing a charity, running a charity in Bangladesh, a healthcare charity in Dhaka, got wind of what we were doing and wanted us to come over and take a look, and we did. And now we're providing education and quality assurance types of missions for their hospitals there. And we just completed 2 missions to Dhaka in the last year and a half. We've also sent some members of our team to Nepal. And now in the fall of 2016, coming up, we're going to be sending scout missions and I think what will be a quasi-clinical mission to Guatemala and to Nicaragua. So quite a bit of expansion in a short period of time when you stand back and look at that.
How does it feel to reflect on what the group has accomplished and what your project has done?
It's phenomenal. I think that every team member from across the country should be quite proud of what they have accomplished. I think it's like any project. You get focused on the day to day and focused on providing, you know, for an individual patient. And it's only times like this where you stop and you have to do a talk or you have to do a year-end report, you realize actually what you've accomplished. And I think it really speaks to the power of the team effort in this. This is absolutely not the work of an individual or even individuals. This is truly a team and a team of teams from across the country that are able to accomplish this. It speaks to how much you can actually accomplish when people work together.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. You mentioned last week when we were chatting that there's a new hospital tower, I think, in Port-au-Prince and an ambulance. Can you talk about how those came together?
Yeah, sure. So early in our evolution, we were lucky enough to have a Newfoundlander and Labradorian who does some work in the Caribbean, Mr. Brendan Paddock, who was the CEO of Columbus Communications, get interested in our project. He actually came with us to Port-au-Prince on a clinical mission and actually did some heavy lifting, helping move some items and do some repairs around the hospital. And he said, look, you know, you really need another hospital here, another wing of the hospital in the building, and I'll provide you with some funds, but, I really want you guys to do it. And so that sparked a series of events which I wasn't necessarily prepared for, including finding a contractor, finding a plot of land, vetting contractors, finding a hospital architect, finding other partners and stakeholders that would be invested in this building. And at times it seemed like it wasn't going to happen, and at times it seemed like it was going very slowly. And then we just kept at it, kept our focus on the end goal. And now we have a new hospital building. It's 2 stories. It'll double the hospital patient capacity and really change how we accommodate volunteers within the hospital. It's a total game changer for the hospital and how we do things in Port-au-Prince. On top of that, through, again, word of mouth, organic spread, there's a New Brunswick ambulance outfitter who came to us, heard about our story, and wanted to help. They had recently had an ambulance that they had no longer had use for, but was fairly new, brand new, very functional. And they said, look, we'll refurbish it. We'll put industrial wheels on it so they'll be fine down Port-au-Prince. But again, here's the keys. So then that was very kind of them. They're called Mallee Industries. And working with the Mallees and P.F. Collins, who's a shipping company here in Newfoundland, we managed to get that to the streets of Port-au-Prince. And now there's a fully labeled and branded Team Broken Earth ambulance driving around the streets of Port-au-Prince transporting patients. It's really quite something.
It's amazing. Congratulations, Andrew. What is your long-term vision for Broken Earth?
I think the long-term vision remains the same, to provide, to build capacity to the point where, we're making a sustainable, continued sustainable effort in Haiti, providing, hopefully less clinical care and more education, and eventually work our way out of a job in that country, but then to grow to provide similar types of support to other countries around the world, and perhaps even plank a Broken Earth flag in terms of an organization in different countries. So, the organizational piece could potentially expand outside the boundaries of our great country, Canada.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, on top of Broken Earth and your work as a surgeon and your family, you've got three children. You're also involved with another project called Sequence Bio. Can you just describe that briefly?
Yeah, it's a great new project. They approached me about a year ago with this idea. I was happy enough to be involved right away. It's a great new innovative way to provide healthcare and research and discovery in Newfoundland and Labrador. So it's a combination of using big data and genomics together to provide targeted discovery and targeted healthcare to individuals who choose to be involved in it. It's a great project. I think it's cutting edge. I'm proud to be part of it, and I'm proud that it's right here in Newfoundland and Labrador.
Well, it was, again, amazing to meet you. You're such a wonderful person, so giving and generous. So thank you for all that you do. And for other people who want to get involved and help out with your work on Broken Earth, they can visit brokenearth.ca.
Yeah, the more the merrier. We're always looking to, as rapid as the growth has been, we're never going to shut it down. So whoever wants to get involved, I'm more than happy to chat.
That's wonderful to hear. Thank you so much for talking today.
No, thanks for taking your time.